The drowning of Tryweryn Valley is the next thing. Do you remember where you heard about that at the time?
Where I heard about it?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. It was very much in the news, of course. Probably, I don't remember, but probably it was news bulletins, but also word of mouth. I mean, people felt very strongly about the drowning of Tryweryn, and so, especially as one branch of my family came from a farming background, and therefore were very angry, really, at the treatment of people in the area who would lose their farms, very worried about them. Mm.
Were you aware of the protests that were going on at the time?
Oh, yes, yes. I don't think you could fail to be, because it was so much in the news. Mm. Mm.
Mm. Was through which medium did you get that news?
Well, you would get it through television news, but it was also, I imagine, I can't recollect them, but I'm sure there must have been a lot in the newspapers as well, but it was the television news that made the most impact, because obviously you saw the area and people were interviewed and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember people in your community discussing it?
Oh, yes, yes, particularly in my family, because my father's family was a Welsh-speaking family. And as it happened, they originated from a village near Bala, so, you know, they had a particular interest. Mm. Mm.
Did it have an effect on your sense of being Welsh?
Well, I have a fairly strong sense of being Welsh anyway, so although my mother was English, but it was always my father's family who dominated our lives, in a sense. They were a clan, which my mother's family were not. They were a series of individuals. So I always felt that I was Welsh, even though I don't in fact speak it, but only understand a bit of it. Simply tell people that they mustn't talk about me because I may know.